Also in the studio, I'm joined by Sinn Féin councillor Larry O'Toole. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning, George.
Good morning to you. Thanks. Good old friend of the place here. And this morning, Larry, we're talking about a dump in the area. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm talking about a very large illegal commercial dumping.
Okay.
Over in the Mofia Belcamp area. Now, it's been building up there years, and it's, I don't know if you read last week's, or seen it in last week's North Shore People, there's a photograph.
I did.
You the extent of it.
Mm.
And getting bigger by the day.
Okay, so you say that this has been an accumulation of waste that's been dumped.
It's industrial building and, I'd say, garden waste. Like, it's not waste that people have put in their black bin.
Okay.
Although that's been added to it. People are using it now to dump household waste, but like that would be tiny compared to, if you look at that in the ocean compared to the industrial dumping.
Now, this is not, we're not talking about waste kind of like evenly being dusted around a public park here. We're talking about something that's got a relatively high elevation as far as height is concerned. Am I right?
Well, yeah, it's gone up to, I don't know, I'm not much good at measurements, but it probably, in some parts, it's probably gone up nearly the height of this building here in Civic Office, or at least on the level we're at, I'd say. That's heavy about the measurement.
We're up, I'd say, a good 25 feet.
Oh, yeah, well, it'd be easy. Definitely up that way, in parts, yeah.
So you're talking about a house, maybe a house and a half in some parts.
Oh, yeah, easily, yeah.
Okay, is there any way of monitoring entrances to this area so that people can find out to monitor the entrance to this place?
Well, I mean, that's what I've been looking for. I've been in touch with the council. It's been raised with the Gardaí. I think it should seem to be simple to be able to watch the area, because there are huge trucks coming in there,
mm-hmm.
maybe every day or daily or maybe every couple of days. And I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world would be to monitor them, as you say, and then deal with it. But then we have the problem, of course, of eventually it's going to have to be shifted, and I reckon it's going to cost some estimates maybe $500,000.
Half a million.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is massive. And then we don't know what some of the stuff that's been dumped there, you know. It's a serious issue, this, very serious.
Just as far as the area is concerned, Larry, can you pinpoint this geographically so that people in the area would know? But if you're not from the area,
well,
and how big is it? Size of a football pitch, bigger?
The length of a football pitch, yeah.
Okay.
And probably getting near the width of one now as well, yeah. Yes.
So you're talking about maybe 100 yards by about maybe 70 yards,
well,
50 yards.
Maybe about 50, 20, 40 or 50 yards. Like, I mean, I even haven't seen the full extent of it. You know, I've been only looking at it from one side. I climbed up on it a bit to look, which was treacherous, like, you know. Not very stable for...
As far as the health and safety of local people is concerned, particularly children, have children free access to this area?
Yes.
So
yes.
Any child at any time to try, because kids love climbing stuff. I didn't. I was terrified of heights.
Yeah, of course they would. Yeah, and I wouldn't delight in it. You know, children. You know, it's like a mountain being brought to their doorstep nearly, and it's on public open ground, so the people have access to it. It's it's there quite accessible, as you say, for people, for children in particular, to get near. The council don't seem to be responding. They didn't respond to the Northway people. I don't know if you want to maybe someday ask someone in to speak about it from the local area office or the council. My colleague in the Dáil, Deputy Denise Mitchell, is raising it there, you know, as a national issue, obviously, because I think this is of proportions of some of the ones we heard about down in Wicklow and places like that, I think. I firmly believe that. I didn't see the one in Wicklow. Now, and I'm not sure. I know there was a lot of toxic stuff in some of them. How do we know that there's not toxic stuff in this one?
That was my next question.
Or will it turn toxic?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Develop into poisonous. And then, of course, it brings vermin. You know, all of that kind of stuff. So, that's how serious it is, George, to be honest with you. And I've been dealing with local residents on it. And I did say to some of them, and I'll say it here on the airways, that the residents will, and myself, we're going to have to up the ante. You know, we're going to have to take it wherever it needs to go to resolve this.
It needs
to be stopped and it needs to be cleared. We can't leave that there.
Just as far as the residents are concerned, how close would the nearest house or houses be to this dump, or is it right next door?
I'd say from their front garden in some cases, nothing more than a couple of hundred yards. No.
So it's next door.
Yeah, it is.
And children have access to this.
Oh yeah, well it's public open ground. Like it's open ground, which is public for. Supposedly, you could use it, you could call it for leisure use, and access to it. Like it's not fenced off because it's part of what you would call a linear park, I suppose, or a continuation of it. Anyway,
it wouldn't be too difficult to put a camera.
Oh no, not at all. No,
somewhere in the vicinity.
No, that's the first thing has to be done. We have to stop the stuff going in. And then, of course, we have to deal with how are we going to clear it. And one commitment the council gave me was that they would consider land for housing.
Yeah.
A limited number of housing, which might be a long-term solution if we can get it cleared.
I was about to ask, Larry, is there any plans when this site is eventually cleared for the site itself?
Yeah,
will it become a park or housing?
No, that's what I say, because you know it may always be troublesome if we shouldn't be, but like we need homes, and you know a limited now, I'm not talking about hundreds of homes. If we could use up the space to build houses, I think would be a good way of dealing with it. Anyway. But we have to clear it. Look, this is big, and I think it's going to cost a colossal amount of money to clear it.
And this, by the sounds of it, and I've seen pictures of it as well, is not something that can be cleared by local residents. It's not something that you can get a little committee together and you can, like a tidy town committee, and just clear this yourselves. This is something that'll have to be done by trained professionals.
And I just say this as well, and as well, this has to be said over and over again. When someone they might need someone to clear your garden or do a little bit of construction work or something.
Mm-hmm.
People should always ask for the permit. You get a permit from the local authority to take away stuff and you dispose of it then in the proper fashion. But people should always ask for the permit. I know in one estate recently, only a couple of weeks ago, there was someone going around offering to clear this and clear that. And you know, some people would say, "Oh, yeah, that's good. I get that done." But you should always ask for a permit. Have they got a permit? I had a guy out looking at my garden there a couple of weeks ago, and the first thing I asked him was, "Well, now you're going to be taking some, you know, stuff away here. Have you a permit?" And he said, "I don't need a permit for garden waste." I said, "You do." "I know, do you do?" So I couldn't employ him then, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's, you have to be careful about that, you know.
Hmm.
Responsible contractors will have a permit from the local authority or the department to dispose of waste.
Yeah.
So just put that out there to people. So what we're at here now is I'm still pursuing the council. As I say, my colleague, Deputy Mitchell, is raising it in the Dáil. I'm continuously working with the local residents to see, like, not for to clear it, but to up the ante as regarding putting pressure on the authorities to deal with it.
If people notice anything, Larry, should they contact you? Should they contact the council directly? Should they contact the Garda Síochána? Who do they talk to?
They talk to me, obviously. They talk to the council. And well, some of them have contacted the Gardaí. But basically, like, I've had a few meetings with some of the near neighbours there. Sit-down meetings just to see where we could go. Now, we're about a year doing that. And, like, we haven't got any further. Like, we need to come up with something else to put the pressure on. You see, George, here's where the authorities were remiss and lacking in action. You know, say the first three or four piles were put there. You know, three or four lorry fulls. You know, if action had been taken then, but this thing grew to mountain proportions, and that's what we're left with now. It's not good enough for people who bought their homes, who are renting their homes, who are council tenants, to have to look out every morning at this mountain of waste.
Absolutely not. And as well, Larry, it has to be said that there are parts of Dublin where no waste is tolerated. So why tolerate it here?
Yeah, well, you see, it was a kind of a dead end of the open ground, if you can get my meaning. You know, it's a bit out of the way from the general public view, but not, of course, from the view of the people who live there. Right up on their doorstep, as you say, George, and that's the only way you can put it.
So just to fill people in a little bit about the geography of this, the nearest houses will be about 200 yards away, which is nothing. It's about the length of a football pitch in parts,
half
the width of a football pitch. And in some areas, some parts of this waste has an elevated height of about 25 to maybe 30 feet.
Yep.
House height.
Possibly, yeah.
House height.
Sorry?
House height
or more, yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
And this area has access by children.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, one of the problems we have now is when eventually we go to clear it, or the local authority or the department or whoever finances this, you know, it's going to could be dangerous. You know, we don't know what's in there in the middle of that. You know, what kind of waste could be in there?
Exactly, which is why
that all has to, like, there's a whole process that'll have to be gone through.
Hmm.
There'll have to be tests done and all of that to see is it. How safe it is to even remove it.
Absolutely, and even if some of these toxic materials have been there for say maybe 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 years, for how long this thing has been amassing, these toxic materials probably have a shelf life of maybe hundreds of years, but they remain toxic.
Yeah.
So it's not a case of they have a sell before date. They'd be well stale by now.
I know that's well, we don't know what's in there. We know what some of it is. Commercial builders' waste, garden waste, you know, soil spoil, is that what you call it? You know, there's a mix of stuff.
Would you be optimistic, Larry, or pessimistic that the situation will be resolved?
Well, I'm going to be optimistic, right? Have to be optimistic, you know. Mm. But I think, you know, speaking to the Northrend people about it, speaking to you here on Near FM about it, you know, that's, you know, there are little steps we have to make. We have to make, it has to be an awareness campaign. We have to activate the local people into action. But we certainly need to get the council and the Gardaí and possibly the Department of the Environment. They're the ones we have to get to move on this. And the responsibility lies there, not with the local residents.
And again, if people see anything in the area, obviously you couldn't miss this, but What's the first thing they should do? Have you got a number, Larry, where you can contact people?
Yeah, well, most people have it. I'll give it to you now. 086 854 1940.
Can you give that out once more, just in case?
Yeah, 086 854 1940. And obviously I'm on Facebook as well, if people need to, Twitter and all those social media gizmos, if people need to get in touch with me, which the local residents do. But you know, sometimes how do I put this, sometimes I feel I can feel their frustration, because they obviously would say, even to me, well, Larry, you're living down half a mile away from this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their frustration comes through sometimes, that there would be, they would, and when they get frustrated, then it's very hard to get people activated, because they kind of go back into a kind of a shell. So, look, it's horrific. I don't know what any of us here in this studio would do if we had to look out every morning at this thing and getting bigger.
As I said a few moments ago, Larry, there are parts of Dublin, vast masses of Dublin, which no waste is tolerated.
Yeah,
so
well,
why here?
It shouldn't be tolerated anywhere, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Larry, thanks a million for coming in and talking to us this morning, and we'll definitely follow this through.
And thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak about it, and hopefully all these little things will add up.
Hopefully.
Kind
of resolution soon.
Well, my next step now is to get back to the local residents again. And you know, we'll do some sort of a plan of action, and get on to the authorities about resolving it. So thanks, George, for giving me the opportunity, as I say.
Great stuff, Larry.
Okay, and
pleasure.
I'll see you tomorrow evening.
You will indeed,
Road,
for the
yeah?
Rocky Road. Yeah. You can give yourself a plug there.
We have a lovely singer coming in, former school teacher, Joe. No, I'm getting a mental block here now. Joe Gallagher, coming in, a beautiful singer.
Looking forward to it. I'll
Joe,
be here.
Yeah, a beautiful singer.
I'll be here.
And he'll be coming in tomorrow evening, the Rocky Road, at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, Tuesday evening, near FM. Where else would you get it? Larry, thanks a million.
Yeah.
If you hear anything, do keep in touch.
Yeah, thank you.
You know
you.
Where we
thank
are.
You.
Great stuff, Larry. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.